That song that I just played, Take It Easy, from the Eagles, one of the great, great classics of the Eagles, I'm sure will be part of the programme of music that's taking place in the Everyman Cork on Sunday the 12th of May at 8 p.m. The band, a tribute band to the music of the Eagles, is Desperado. And one of the members, the lead of the band, is John Murphy. And he joins me now to have a chat about the event. John, good evening.
Good evening, Sarah. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. And you're very welcome to the programme and on a beautiful day.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us on. We appreciate this, you know.
Now, I became interested, of course, in this, John, because this is a concert that's going to be in aid of MS Ireland, the Cork branch. We'll talk about that in a moment. But talk to me about Desperado. When did you get together? When did you decide to do, to become a tribute band to play the music of the Eagles?
Well, we had seen the Eagles twice in Dublin, and we were doing a gig inside in JD's in Yall about 3.5 years ago, and we decided on the night that we were going to have an Eagles tribute band. So we got about 7 people together, and it worked away for maybe 1 or 2 years, just tipping away, doing a couple of gigs locally. And then last year, it just got a little bit more serious, and we brought in 2 female backing vocalists to make sure that we could authenticate the sound of the Eagles, because everybody knows the Eagles, they're known for their harmonies. So we just had to kind of create that and get as authentic as we could. So we decided then, back then, that we would do a fundraiser, because I've got a lot of people, a lot of friends of mine that have MS, and we decided we would do a fundraiser for them, you know.
Yeah, and a very worthy cause, and I was delighted that you were able to come on today, because we're towards the end of March. March is MS Awareness Month, and I've been devoting my shows all this month to the MS cause. But tell me more about the concert itself. What are people going to, what can they expect? Is it going to be all the great hits like Take It Easy, Desperado, and many, many more?
Yeah, it's probably the concert will be of their greatest hits, plus a couple of numbers from Don Henley, The Boys of Summer, it'll be spot on. It'll be just as good as what they're doing at present. And not as expensive, you know. The tickets are going for €25 each, and all the money that's raised will just go directly to MS. All the lads in the band and the girls in the band are doing it for free.
And you know, the Cork branch do absolutely fantastic work. I was at the Christmas dinner in December up in the Clayton Silver Springs. I'm going into my 3rd year since I was diagnosed, but knowing the great work that they do on the ground, a lot of it very quietly behind the scenes, where they're helping people that need physiotherapy, they need to go to counselling, yoga, whatever it is, they're making life that little bit easier. And the important thing about the Cork branch, they're all volunteers. There's nobody getting paid a penny. So the money that's raised for them will go directly to help people who are living with MS at different stages in their lives and making life that little bit more easier.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of people don't realise the amount of work that the charities do. And like that, again, only for the volunteers, there'll be nobody there to help anybody. And the amount of time that they put in, even with us now, when we started speaking to them about this concert and the amount of work that they're putting in behind the scenes with the posters, getting their own sponsorship as well. So outside of the fact that the money from the Everyman will go to them, there's also companies coming in behind us that will be paying money directly to MS, to help them in their cause as well.
Absolutely, and I know that there'll be people like Don Looney and Liz Hooley. Should they might get up on stage and give you a hand as well, will they?
Absolutely. No. It's just a step above that. No, it's a little bit more professional than that, you know.
Of course. Listen, John, talk to me about, you have a very, very special support act on the night, NASA. Talk to me a little more about her.
NASA's absolutely brilliant. She's part of the Eagles as well. She came in maybe about 7 months ago to lend a hand with the harmonies, because the harmonies were very difficult, and she's had to whip them all into shape, which is absolutely brilliant. NASA, she's a singer-songwriter, self-penned. She's had a lot of musicals back in the day, and she would be known for that, but she's gone into her own songwriting. but she will be performing probably 45, 50 minutes of her own music on the night. And again, it'll just be absolutely brilliant.
I know that she had a video posted there of her single Rain in the making, and so many recorded tracks to create what's on the orchestral pages. It sounds like, you know, she's really on the up and up, and it's great that she's part of your band, but that she's also going to open the show as well.
Oh, it is indeed. Yeah, we were looking forward to hearing. We haven't heard much from her, and she's going to keep me under wraps. So the standard on the night will just be exceptional with her band, and then with the lads and coming on for the probably an hour and 40 minutes playing all the greatest hits of the Eagles. It'll be an absolutely brilliant night.
And I do want to mention, John, as well, somebody that you know well, which is Claire Barrett.
Yes.
I know Claire has been doing a lot of work behind the scenes, you know, helping the promoting and the fundraising for this event. I also know she's going to be taking part in the marathon, because Claire's own aunt, Liz, lives with MS. So, you know, it's people like that and like yourselves that, you know, you put your shoulder to the wheel, you go out and make a difference and help other people. And no better way to do that than to go along for the Everyman for a night of great, great music and great crack as well.
Exactly. As well as giving to the cause for the MS, you're going to get a great night of entertainment. And, you know, knowing at the end of it that, you know, to help somebody else that is going through a tough time with the MS, it's kind of helping better their lives and everything. And you can't say enough about Claire Barrett. She's absolutely brilliant. We helped her with a fundraiser about 3 years ago when we started with Desperado, and the turnout was absolutely incredible. And just every year she comes up with something different, and she gives and gives and gives, which is just absolutely brilliant. And, you know, we're delighted to have her on board to be able to help us in promoting the event.
Yeah, and you know what? I think it's very appropriate, John, that you're having a chat with me on CRYOL, considering that all those years ago, this all started with a gig at JD's here in Yall. So maybe you might have to bring Desperado back to Yall again.
well, it's a 9-piece band now, plus the...
You'd hardly fit 9 inside the door of JD's now for a gig, would you?
No, and plus the brass as well. I don't think Colin would have us back.
Well, listen, it sounds like a great gig for anybody that wants to go along. Sunday the 12th of May at 8 p.m, tickets are €25. I do know, because I've made some inquiries, tickets are flying out the door. It's a night not to be missed. So bookings, you can go on to the everymancork.com website, or you can contact them on their booking line on 021-450-1673. It's going to be a fantastic night, John. I mean, NASA is really going to be spectacular with her own self-penned and self-taught creations. Really looking forward to that. But then the harmonies and the music of Desperado, the Eagles. I mean, where would you be without the Eagles? A real feel-good night. And let me tell you, I was speaking to Kevin Cullinan of Cork Airport a little while ago, and we were talking about a new initiative for hidden disabilities. A lot of people with MS, their disability is hidden. But the togetherness and the friendships that are created and the support from people like yourself who are coming out to do something and, you know, giving everybody a pat on the back is to be applauded. So well done, and I hope it really goes well, John.
It should go very well. As you said, now we're getting great support from it. And as you said, a lot of people have it hidden. My friend that I met when I was 14 in the tech, and he's got it, you know, and like that, he doesn't say much about it. He still supports all the causes and everything, but there's very few people that will come out, and it's only when something like this happens, and I ask people to come in, like as I say, the musicians are doing it for nothing. I've asked some of the lads from the brass to come in, and would they help out? And then you find out that one of them's sister has it, somebody else's aunt has it, you know, and it's only then that you realise the amount of people that have it. It's a hidden condition, as you said. You know, and for loose for everybody that comes out and talks about it, and the more they speak about it, they'll help the other people then to come out and do the same thing, you know.
Well, John, listen, I'm delighted that you came on to chat with me. I'll take my radio hat off for a moment. I'll put on my MS hat, and I'll just say to you now, on behalf of everybody living with MS in the Cork area, my sincere thanks to you and all the gang from Desperado. I really hope, I know it's going to be a great night. Also, sincere thanks to Claire Barrett for the work that she does behind the scenes. Sincere thanks to Nessa as well. But with my radio hat back on, John, the best of luck. And if you happen to be down this way again, give us a shout. You might even come in and give us a song.
We will indeed. Listen, appreciate that, Dara. Thanks for everything. And, you know, keep up the good work.
We'll do our best, John. Listen, have a great evening and we'll talk soon.
Perfect. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. And there we had John Murphy there from the tribute to the Eagles band, Desperado. And I'm looking at their poster here in front of me. They're an eight-piece band. They've got brass, they've got harmony, they've got it all. But I think it's going to be a great night. And now I'm never going to tell people what to do, but I'm going to it. I suppose I have to, really. But for €25, a great night out, and it's all for charity. That's the main thing. All the money raised. The band aren't taking a brass cent. And I know they've been in rehearsal for the last number of months to get everything just right so that the music on the night will be first class.